Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 16. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 4 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high of 20. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 3 degrees above zero.
Kansas Mid-America number 3 is on Andy Hoosier with the sales tax on groceries that officially ended last week for the new year of 2025 across the state of Kansas. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and her office also released a press statement as of this weekend saying that because of the drop in sales tax on food, that Kansans will be able to save roughly $156 million in total state taxes due to the 0% rate on food. The tier step down was originally from 6.5% rates that were back in 2022 to now the official 0% rate in January 1, as Governor Kelly did release a statement saying, quote, the complete elimination of the state sales tax on food is a win for Kansas. By axing the food tax once and for all, the average family of four will save $500 per year on groceries. I'm proud that we've put more money back into Kansans' pockets thanks to this common sense legislation. The sales tax now only applies to food that's already been pre-prepared along with food ingredients. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
With the new year also kicks off new pieces of legislation and new laws taking effect across the state of Kansas as of 2025, including House Bill 2106 that was known as the Axe the Food Tax that was signed by Governor Laura Kelly back in 2022, removing and tear-stepping the sales tax on food, where now it is officially eliminated as of January 1st. Senate Bill 229 has also taken effect as of January 1 that was passed in 2023, allowing for a commission to decide pay raises when it comes to state lawmakers. On the consumer side, Senate Bill 359 has taken effect, allowing 8 new different specialty license plate designs for vehicles that were authorized earlier in 2024 that are now available, including ones that showcase the Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Royals, the Sporting Kansas City, Kansas City Current, the Topeka Zoo, the Sedgwick County Zoo, Support the Troops, and First City of Kansas. Finally, Senate Bill 500 allows individuals to have a restricted license if they're unable to pay for a speeding ticket within the first 30 days.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence, the right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska has joined dozens of other states from across the nation, including Utah and Texas, as they say they are teaming up to fight against the federal government's energy efficiency standards, saying that the regulations from the federal government make housing more expensive. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say they officially filed the federal lawsuit in court at the end of last week in the Eastern District of Texas, as the attorney generals from all the different states are suing the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, saying that the section of the Kratzen-Gonzalez Act of 1990 had been designed to help families afford down payments on their homes and keep housing affordable is an unconstitutional law. They say the Energy Efficiency Standards section imposes regulations when constructing new public housing and single-family and multifamily residential housing that creates too much red tape, raising the prices of the home. Good America Network News.
More to drive in 2025 at Rusty Eck Ford. More selection. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles all ready for you to drive home today. More for your trade. Get the best value for your trade-in vehicle. More award-winning service. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Recognized for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Our factory-certified technicians are here to care for all your auto repair needs. We offer vehicle pickup and drop-off services, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance. More financing options. Our financing team will find the best options to get you into a new car, truck, or SUV. Enjoy zero down payment and low APR financing. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
One Marysville Executive Director Wayne Cruzy was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend as he talked about activities the organization's involved with, including a downtown housing initiative in Marysville.
When we've talked to other Main Street communities, like Emporia, Kansas, for example, their director, Casey Woods, talks about the impact downtown housing had on the downtown economy. And he said it almost changed overnight because their situation is similar to ours in the sense that a couple years ago, they added a number of downtown apartments. And he said a couple things. One of them was that it changed the whole feel of the downtown because in his mind, the downtown just feels more vibrant because you just see more people downtown because you have more people living downtown. But he also talked about how the business hours changed. And he said what happened was as people were coming home from work, they'd be bumping into the store owners leaving. And so like, well, I can't shop with you because you're not open. And he said a lot of businesses went from being open 10 to 5 and they moved their hours to 11 to 6. So just even some simple stuff like that, you know, just a simple twist of your hours to help make sure people are able to shop with you.
Our public affairs interviews are archived for download as a podcast on our website at KNDYradio.com. One Marysville annual meeting and banquet is upcoming Saturday, January 11th. Tickets are available at the One Marysville office downtown. Awards include nominees for Business of the Year, including Blue Valley Technologies, First Commerce Bank, and the Wagon Wheel. Small Business of the Year, Astro 3 Theaters, Backroads Bicycle, and Crown Over Automotive. Business Beautification Award finalists, Blue River Eye Care, CNC Hair Company, and Thunderbird Motel. Volunteer of the Year, Jim Hole, Sharon Kessinger, and Kathy Miller. And Outstanding Customer Service Award finalists are Sharon Kramer, Kathy Lesage, and Aslan Sweet. One Marysville is a merger of Marysville Chamber of Commerce and Main Street, as well as Marysville Convention and Tourism. USD 498 Valley Heights is accepting applications to fill an opening on the Board of Education. The vacancy is for District 2, which includes Waterville and Waterville Township. For more information or to submit your interest, please contact the district office. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, mixed veggies, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, beef and noodles, a biscuit, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, apricots, and cake.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A cold weather advisory is currently in effect until late this morning. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid to upper teens. Wind chill valley is around 9 below. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows just above and below zero. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Then partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows just below zero. Sunshine throughout the day Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-20s. and mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Sunshine still continues on Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s and partly cloudy skies on a Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s and partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s and mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Still staying sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Game 272. On paper, arguably the best regular season matchup in NFL history. 2-14-2 teams for the NFC North and the top seed. Lions, Vikings, and Gibbs? Oh, my.
Jared leans in. There's the snap. Gives it to Jameer. Over the left side. Up the hash. Still fighting at the one. Did he get in?
Yes, he did.
Sure he did. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Jameer with a boost from his offensive line. He's in, and the Lions are three scores up.
97-1 the ticket in Detroit Lions. Record 4 touchdowns for Jameer Gibbs. Detroit rolls 31-7. The road to New Orleans in the NFC runs through the Motor City. The NFC South crown belongs to the Buccaneers for a fourth straight season, vicariously eliminating Atlanta with a 27-19 win over New Orleans. The final AFC wild card, Denver, after the Broncos dismantle the resting Chiefs 38-0, eliminating Cincinnati in the process. Superlatives from Week 18. First coach fired, Gerard Mayo in New England. First pick in the upcoming draft, the Titans for the first time in franchise history. In the NBA, OKC and the Celtics frontrunners to win the NBA championship at the midway point.
Dub feeding Shea slot right is now the Thunder have all five assembled in the half court as Shea goes to work, crossing over twice on Holiday. Steps back, fires, angle white threes online. Cha-ching, the Thunder money ball, oh baby! Shea rises and rips the court's Thunder by 7. He's got 31 against the defending champs.
WWLS 98-1, the sports animal in Oklahoma City. Celtics held at 12 points in the fourth quarter. Thunder win 105-92. To the links, the century in Maui, Hideki Matsuyama, a new PGA Tour record, 35 under par, a three-shot victory, his 11th Tour win.
If you've been busy this past holiday season, then it's time to finally focus on you. And that's where Macy's comes in. Come and treat yourself to something great, like rejuvenating skincare routines from Lancome, Estee Lauder, Clinique, Shiseido, Kiehl's, and more of your favorites. With so many great deals at Macy's, you'll be able to pick up a new cleanser and a new serum and a new moisturizer now during our Deals for Great Skin event. So, what are you waiting for? Refresh your routine today at Macy's.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats, too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
High school basketball scores from Friday night's action in our KNDY featured game of the week. Hanover girls stay undefeated, topple Frankfort girls 55-25. Elsewhere, Axtell handles Washington at home 41-33. Donovan West defeats Lynn 52-36. And Centralia handles Clifton Clyde on the road 64-35. On the boys' side, Hanover gets a leg up over Frankfort, 10-point victory, 62-50. Lynn gets a 62-44 overtime win over Donovan West. Axtell easily handles Washington County, 99-52. And Centralia jumps ahead of Clifton Clyde, 62-55. Of scheduling note, Saturday's contest between Valley Heights and Frankfort has been moved to January 16th.
It was a clean sweep for the Hanover Wildcats over the visiting Frankfort Wildcats on a chilly Friday night as TVL play kicked off for both teams for the 2025 season. First up in our girls' contest, the Hanover Wildcats were up 24-6 at the end of the first quarter against the depleted Frankfort team and never looked back as Anna Juniman had a game-high 31 points, 27 of those through the third quarter as Hanover pounced all over Frankfort 55-25. Lorelei Wiseau and Tessa Parthener both had 7 points apiece for Frankfurt, but again, it wasn't enough. It was 6 at the end of the first quarter, and handing Frankfurt their second loss of the season, 55-25. Hanover girls stay undefeated in 6 tries. At a boys' contest, it was a back-and-forth battle. Frankfurt led 13-11 at the end of the first quarter, but Hanover erupted for a 20-9 second quarter, led 31-22 at half, and it never looked back. Hanover was paced by Braylon Mine with 17 points, 16 points for Garrett Martin, 8 of those coming in the second quarter. Frankfurt was paced by Wes Anderson with 20 points and Lane Loiza with 17, as it was a physical Twin Valley League battle, as there were 51 free throws attempted between both teams, as Hanover comes out on top 60-50. Again, Hanover comes away with the 60-50 victory as Hanover moves to 2-3 on the season, 2-0 in league play. Frankfurt falls to 5-2 on the season, 1-1 in league play.
Marysville High Centralia Basketball, Monday live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, online and on our mobile app.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Wall Street heads into the first full week of the new year on an upswing. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all finished in positive territory on Friday, and the futures are all pointing to a higher open. New questions around U.S. steel after President Biden last week blocked a takeover by Japan's Nippon Steel. The president says American ownership of the company is a national security priority. Some workers, however, say Nippon had committed to a decade without layoffs. Alcohol companies seeing their stock prices slip after the Surgeon General late last week called for cancer warnings on all alcoholic drinks. McDonald's is launching a new value menu at restaurants across the country tomorrow. Along with $5 meal deals, it'll include an option to add popular items to an order for a buck. TikTok creators waiting anxiously for Supreme Court arguments this week on a law requiring the company to break ties with its Chinese-based parent company or face a nationwide ban. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we start off a new year of 2025, the big question is, especially for many in the cattle and meat production across the nation in the Mid-America region here, is will we see meat production get back to where it needs to be as 2024 wrapped up, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Marketing Service, with total meat production year over year with 2024 compared to 2023 being down at near 46% in overall total meat production. So the big question is, with inventory, will it rebuild for the new year? According to Texas A&M AgriLife Extension livestock economist David Anderson, he says that beef cow herds right now are at a 63-year low, which means the smallest beef cow inventory that we've seen since 1961.
We really just don't have much evidence of expansion starting, and I think that's for some good reasons. One, certainly take a look at the drought monitor and look how dry it has been in parts of particularly a lot of Texas, but a lot of parts of the rest of the country as well. Drought really holds back our ability to expand, even when prices say there's an opportunity. And I think the other thing is economics. You know, that costs are higher, interest rates are higher, and so even though we have very high calf prices relative to our costs don't look as good as they did a decade ago, the last time we expanded. And so, you know, we got drought and we got some economic reasons that we haven't seen expansion yet.
He goes on to say the next big indicator will be the next cattle on feed reports coming out this year.
Particularly the quarterly reports Because those quarterly reports give us this split out of the number of steers and heifers on feed. And so what we've seen so far is the number of heifers on feed continues to be pretty large.
Good news is the drought conditions have been improving across the Mid-America region as well. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in-store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
Manhattan Toys Company, Manhattan, Kansas, the old special count, red heifer sale, Wednesday, January the 8th, starting 11 a.m. Cow-calf pairs offered include 50 black white-faced cows, and mostly 3 to 6 years old, plus 40 semi-angus cows, 7 years older. All pairs last September through November calves and are exposed back. Bred first-calf heifers include 156 fancy Angus, 19 Charlie Angus Cross, 10 Sim Angus, 23 Black White Face, and 14 Cold Hereford Heifers. Most are home-raised. They're bred to low birth weight bulls to start calving mid-January through April. This will be an outstanding offer of high-quality bred heifers. Bred cows include over 400 Red Angus, Black White Face, and Hereford cows, 3 years to older, including 112 Reputation Red Angus cows. They'll be 5 years old and bred to Peeper Red Angus bulls for March and April calving. We'll have 90 choice home-raised Angus cows, 3 to 7 years old, or bred to Angus bulls for March and April calving. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 8th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Toys Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The senior economist at the IGP Institute, Guy Allen, breaks down a few of the top stories he identified for agricultural commodities in 2024. His first story involves the re-election of Donald Trump for a second non-consecutive term. He explains the unique scenario in Congress and its potential impact.
With long coattails carrying both the House and the Senate. So that's, I think, one of the first times we've seen that since the early 1980s. Also, I guess from a market point of view, we're going to see significant difference in approach on his government. And I think he's given his first term. I think the second term is going to be quite a bit different. I think he also has the objective to institutionalize a lot of these changes, not just do it by executive order, but carrying both the House and the Senate and having some legislative clout this time around should be able to facilitate some changes.
Allen shares his second top story in commodities for 2024.
The trade deficit in the ag sector, we've got more imports on ag commodities than we do export, continues to grow and move probably in the wrong direction. That said, we're exporting a lot of our basic commodities, importing a lot of particularly horticultural products and that. And that sort of comes down to the changes in trade we're expecting to see. One thing leading to that increasing deficit is lower commodity prices we've seen this past year in 2024 as compared to 2023.
He discusses what logistical issues that took place and its effects.
Logistically, last year was quite interesting. We had challenges on a number of fronts. We'll start with the Red Sea and the Houthi attacks we continue to see in the southern Red Sea region. That has not been reconciled yet. Then we look to the Panama Canal, where we had low water situation beginning about this time a year ago. That's pretty much been reconciled with good water, although we continue to see particularly some dry bulk goods flow around the southern Cape. But that's back to a more normal situation. Then we look here domestically with the low water in the lower Mississippi, which restricted drafts and increased freight rates. That also overflowed into the rail market. And logistically, we had about half the rail cars on the BN and then the UP stuck south of the border as we entered harvest. So we saw good premiums on rail cars through gut slot harvest of $1,500 to $2,000 a car, making basis quite cheap internally in your local country elevator.
That was a senior economist at the IGP Institute at K-State, Guy Allen, with three of his top stories from 2024 in the agricultural commodity industry. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Cattle sales on Mondays at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. For their sales schedule, early consignments, and additional information, find them online at Beatrice77Livestock.com. Give them a call if you have early consignments or additional questions at 402-223-3571. Again, Beatrice77Livestock.com with early consignment listings and additional information online.
Will an especially cold winter mean fewer insects in the spring? We will investigate on a Fact or Fiction edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 6th, the sixth day of the year. Poet Carl Sandburg and bluegrass picker Earl Scruggs were both born on this day. Is there a correlation between a harsh winter and fewer insects? Unfortunately, that urban legend is false. Insect eggs or larvae are just fine in their homes underground in trees or under leaf litter. It's what happens in March or April that counts. An early warm-up provides added opportunity for breeding, which can mean multiple generations or an increase of hundreds of thousands. If cold temperatures linger into early spring, they'll skip a population cycle or two. The most important weather factor for insect survival, in fact, is not temperature, but moisture. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Doug Downs. The Kansas City Chiefs played very few starters on either side of the ball yesterday, and it showed against the Denver Broncos. The Chiefs lost their last regular season game to the Broncos 38-0. The win by the Broncos put them in the playoffs as the seventh seed in the AFC. Afterwards, here's what Andy Reid had to say.
The positive for us was that we got to play a lot of young guys, and that experience is invaluable, especially against a good football team. So we need to do better, obviously, but that opportunity again is something that's special. So.
The Chiefs will now have a week off before they play their first playoff game. In the NFC, it'll be the Detroit Lions getting a week off. They beat the Vikings last night 31-9. The Lions finished the season at 15-2. The playoff picture looks like this. It'll be the Broncos taking on the Bills. The Steelers will take on the Ravens. The Chargers will face the Texans. The Packers will take on Philadelphia. Washington will play Tampa Bay, and the Vikings will play the Rams. Mid-American Network Sports.
More to drive in 2025 at Rusty Eck Ford. More selection. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles all ready for you to drive home today. More for your trade. Get the best value for your trade-in vehicle. More award-winning service. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Recognized for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Our factory-certified technicians are here to care for all your
your auto repair needs. We offer vehicle pickup and drop-off services, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance.
More financing options.
Our financing team will find the best options to get you into a new car, truck, or SUV. Enjoy zero down payment and low APR financing. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Central Florida was no match for the Kansas Jayhawks yesterday. The Jayhawks finally looked like a team we all thought they could be. Hunter Dickinson led all scorers with 27 points as the Jayhawks beat Central Florida 99-48. Kansas is now 1-1 in Big 12 play. They will face Arizona State on Wednesday. The Kansas State Wildcats couldn't get it done on the road over the weekend. They lost Saturday to TCU 63-62. Kansas State is also 1-1 in Big 12 play. They will play Oklahoma State tomorrow. The Wichita State Shockers dropped one over the weekend as well on the road at Temple to fall 0-1 in conference play. The Shockers return to action tonight at Charles Koch Arena. They will take on South Florida. Somewhat of a surprising move in the NFL, the New England Patriots have fired Jared Mayo after just one season as the head coach. Mayo took over for longtime coach Bill Belichick. He was 4-13 on the season. That's Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
High school basketball scores from Friday night's action in our Candy Y featured game of the week. Hanover girls stay undefeated, topple Frankfort girls 55-25. Elsewhere, Axtell handles Washington at home 41-33. Donovan West defeats Lynn 52-36. And Centralia handles Clifton Clyde on the road 64-35. On the boys' side, Hanover gets a leg up over Frankfort, 10-point victory, 62-50. Lynn gets a 62-44 overtime win over Donovan West. Axtell easily handles Washington County, 99-52. And Centralia jumps ahead of Clifton Clyde, 62-55. Of scheduling note, Saturday's contest between Valley Heights and Frankfort has been moved to January 16th.
It was a clean sweep for the Hanover Wildcats over the visiting Frankfort Wildcats on a chilly Friday night as TVL play kicked off for both teams for the 2025 season. First up in our girls contest, the Hanover Wildcats were up 24-6 at the end of the first quarter against the depleted Frankfort team and never looked back as Anna Juneman had a game-high 31 points, 27 of those through the third quarter as Hanover pounced all over Frankfort 55-25. Lorelei Wiseau and Tessa Parthener both had 7 points apiece for Frankfort, but again, it wasn't enough. It hit a six at the end of the first quarter and handing Frankfort their second loss of the season, 55-25. Hanover girls stay undefeated in six tries. At a boys' contest, it was a back-and-forth battle. Frankfort led 13-11 at the end of the first quarter, but Hanover erupted for a 20-9 second quarter, led 31-22 at half, and it never looked back. Hanover was paced by Braylon Mine with 17 points, 16 points for Garrett Martin, 8 of those coming in the second quarter. Frankfort was paced by Wes Anderson with 20 points and Lane Loiza with 17 as it was a physical Twin Valley League battle as there were 51 free throws attempted between both teams as Hanover comes out on top 62-50. Again, Hanover comes away with the 60-50 victory as Hanover moves to 2-3 on the season, 2-0 in league play. Frankfort falls to 5-2 on the season, 1-1 in league play.
Marysville High Centralia Basketball, Monday live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, online and on our mobile app.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 16. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 4 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 20. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 3 degrees above zero.
KNDY.